crises impact men and women, boys and girls differently. So I think people are familiar with the idea, for example, of vulnerability to sexual exploitation or trafficking and so on. But actually, as you look across all of the indicators, everything we measure, every way we try to figure out what the impact of a crisis has been on people, we see that women and girls come off worst. So they're 2.5 times more likely to be out of school, for example, or far more likely to have lost jobs or employment. Every way across, you see there's greater vulnerability. But also, women and girls have this incredible capacity to support and protect their families and their communities. Just like in all other areas of life, it's women who really take the lead in looking after their families and particularly their children, who are also among the most vulnerable in a crisis.
Can you give some examples of concrete humanitarian work that UN Women has done to empower these women that you mentioned?
UN Women's role in emergencies and crises is to find the best ways that we can really support the overall UN response. The first thing we do is that we make sure that everybody who's taking part in responding to a crisis has the information and the understanding they need of what is it about this crisis, this emergency, that's special for women and girls, both in terms of their vulnerabilities but also the contribution that they can make. So, for example, in the response to Ebola, we did a study together with Oxfam that really showed the ways in which women and girls were vulnerable to infection, but also the opportunities that women and girls had to help prevent further infection and to help the country recover. Second thing we do is we call it localization, but basically what it means is we support women's organizations and things like women's ministries in government to be really active and play a full part in the response to an emergency. So, for example, in Nepal after the earthquake, we were working very closely with the women's ministry, also with women's organizations, so that they could really be active in shaping the response and the recovery from the earthquake. Lastly, the final thing we do is we do have a service that we provide where it's appropriate and in a form that's appropriate depending on the context. And these are essentially centres that women can go to provide a whole range of services and support. And one of the biggest things there is opportunities to earn an income and to get training so that they can become resilient and look after themselves.
How effective have your projects been?
What we see is again and again these really, I think, deeply inspiring examples of individual women who've gone through the centres and have been able to earn money that they use to help their kids get to school, to make sure they've got the food they need, to it's simple things like being able to afford blankets because it's cold at night, but also not just women, as mothers and carers, but actually young women, 13, 14-year-old girls who are going and really seizing an opportunity. You'll see the opportunity that was given to a couple of twin sisters who learned how to fix mobile phones as a profession, And this is genuinely life-changing. These are girls who, frankly, they would probably have been married off very young, not because their families think that's great per se, but because the families don't see for them any alternative opportunity for how they're going to be safe and protected and look after themselves.
Last question. UN Women is not technically a UN agency that deals with humanitarian assistance. And how is the future of UN Women's programs in emergencies and humanitarian crises?
What we do is not super cash intensive. And we don't ever imagine, a world where you have, UN Women Land Rovers driving around and UN Women planes, snow dropping pallets of stuff out the back. What we do imagine is a situation where, our ambition to get to, and we feel we're on the way there, is that anytime there's a crisis or an emergency, you can depend on UN Women to make sure that four things are in place. And there are those four things I said before, that the assessment is there, people understand the gender dimensions of this crisis, that the capacity is there, the support is there for local, whether it's government or non-government actors, local women, local women's organizations to play their fullest part, that the coordination systems and mechanisms have that gender expertise in place to make sure that they're taking the situation, the capacities and the opportunities of women and girls into account, and that those services are there, those, whether it's the OACs, the House for Women, whatever you call it, but those resilience hubs, those resilience centres are there that women can go to access all of those opportunities.